Okay, we'll start. Okay. So today, it's really, okay, we're going over today how to treat produce that has Kedusha Shvius. We'll talk about once you have it in your house already and it's in your kitchen. There are other issues, of course, till it gets to your kitchen. There's an Issa Schora, and they have to make sure that as it went from the farmer to the to your table, no one did any schayra with it. That's the job of Oitz Haaretz, has that job also. But we're dealing with once it's in your kitchen. So, what does the Torah say? V'hoysa Shabbos Haaretz lochem le'ochla. So first of all, again, I started off last week with this, and I'll repeat it. You have to, it's really, you know, the Haredi Hashgachas say openly, if you call them up, I mean, they say it openly, and they write it, and they say it, that the public does not want to bother with Kedusha Shvius. And they have a point. They're too nervous and it's too nerve-wracking. And you have to be so careful, and people don't want to bother with it. The consumer doesn't want to bother with it, even though the truth, you know, obviously, if you have the minik chazanish, so you have to keep it anyway. It doesn't do you any good the buying from goyim. But it is, you know, on one hand, I can give the whole shiur today in 15 seconds. I can give you one operative sentence and say v'iduch perushahu zil gemir. One sentence, do everything normally, don't do anything abnormal with the fruit, with the produce. And that's it. Now just everything else falls from that. That's really all you have to know, that sentence. On the other hand, there's like a million pratim, and what do you do with carrots, and what do you do with bananas, and what do you do with children? And what do you do with soup in which you cooked a produce of Shvius? Now the soup has Kedusha Shvius. Oh my goodness, right? I can't. And what do you do with, you know, everyone knows about Havdalah, you know, all these things. So it seems indeed very onerous. And maybe it is if you're not used to it. I like to compare it, I want to make two points. I like to compare it to Taras and Mishpacha, where probably if you talk to a not from person and you start telling him, he says like, oh man, like you can't live like that. I remember when I was first learning how to drive, I complained to the person teaching me, who's still alive today. I said, like, he says to remember to look in the rear view mirror and the side mirror, and to turn the wheel, and to hold your hands on the wheel, and to step on the gears, and to lag in it. No clutch. He said, like, there's a million things you have to remember. And to a degree, it's true. But then once you do it, you do it. And the same with Tarez Mishpacha, and the same with Shabbos. You start telling someone about Muktzah, and Shabbos, and Borer. So here also, it seems onerous, perhaps, but there's no question in my mind that it's not more onerous than many things we keep, I hope, which are onerous. And once you fall into a pattern and, you know, you learn how to do things, so then it really flows very naturally. The Torah doesn't want you to live an onerous life. I think almost as a hashkafic principle, you could be sure that if you follow Shulchan Aruch, you can live a stress-free life. And if you're not living a stress-free life, you're being too machmir. You could be sure. Or you could see a psychiatrist or a therapist. But really, that's number one. That's the first point I'd like to make. The second point I'd like to make is that if you learn the Tyrus part of Shas, it's also very nerve-wracking. You're walking in the street, you're bumped against the jacket of an Amoritz. You sat down in a chair that the Amoritz sat on. You say, how can I visit someone? Like, wait a second. Maybe his wife's Anita now. I'm going to touch her chair. How, you can't live like that. It's not shaykh to live like that. Yet, they did live like that. right? And once, I'm sure the pshat is that once the zahirus, and you read a Mishnah in Higa, so the Tameyim walked on the side of the road, and the Torim walked in the middle of the road, and on Yontiv they reversed positions, the Torim walked, it sounds comical or absurd, or Teretz is, once it becomes part of a life pattern, it becomes like, it just looks to us the way Shabbos or Teretz or Mishpacha looks to someone that's not from yet. That I'm convinced of. And therefore, it's maybe good practice. We all want the Beis HaMikdash to be built, so we say, and we all want to eat shlomim and a todah, right? And guess what? You have to be, all of the dinim we're going to learn now, all apply to any korban that's brought. You know, the hefsid, and you can't waste it, and you can't throw any of it out. Right? You have all the same dinim, basically. So you have to be careful. So, wait a second. If I cooked my shlomim, I had to cook it. I'm not going to go eat raw meat. Now the tam becomes nosar. Oh my goodness, right? And you got to break, if it's cheres, you got to break it because the tam is nosar. So it only appears onerous. That's number one. And point two is it's maybe good practice for eating things for being nizer in tyrus. A third point really is, see, I don't have 15 seconds left, and then I'll just tell you that one sentence and I'll go home. A third point is that it's a tremendous thing that you're eating something with kedusha. We don't have that schus to do that nowadays. And if you do a search with the word kadosh or kedusha in the Masechet Shviyos, so it appears thousands and thousands of times. These dinim are a function of kedusha. They're not stam an iser bialma. It's a function of kedusha. Kedusha sa'aretz, kedusha sa'peris. That's the constant lashon that's being used. And it's a privilege. You should feel very good. So elamai, it's too onerous. So I understand the mindset of my esteemed colleagues that they have small children. You know, these are people, if they spend a few hundred hours looking for that esrog, that doesn't have anything, and they're looking for that top of the lulav. So you can imagine what they're going to do with a green pepper that you can't waste. You can't waste. You know what I'm going to do? And your taka can't live like that, I guess, if you have that mindset. So we'll talk about such things a different time.
Nothing else that we're mentioning. You can't get around it too much. You can't not bring a korban that you have to bring.
You can
circumvent the kedusha of shviyos by like.
I understand. That's what they're doing. They're circumventing it. And if you live in Bnei Brak, though, they're not even circumventing it. I'm just saying. But if you call up, if you call up Frati, right, Rabbi Frati, he'll say, "Listen to me. I've been in the business 30, 40 years. The consumer, the Haredi consumer, does not want kedusha shviya stuff. He doesn't want to bother." Good. Let's go back. Okay. The operative pasuk is V'hoysa Shabbos Aretz Lochem Lo'ochla. That's a funny pasuk because Lo'ochla means to eat. Lochem we darshan Lochol Tzarchechem. It's for everything. It's not just for eating. So after the Gemara gets through with all of the drashas, this is what we have. We have Lo'ochla tells us Lo Lehefsid. Lo Lehefsid. You can't waste it. And Lo Leschora. And you can't do business with it. Okay, we'll be talking about the wasting today. L'chol, lochem, l'chol tzorcheichem, meaning really you can eat, you can drink, you can really benefit in many ways from things with kedusha shviyas. The Gemara's limitation is refuah. You can't use produce, you can't use things with kedusha shviyas for medicine, because the Gemara learns out it has to be shavah l'chol nefesh. On Yomtiv, there's such a din too. You may recognize it from Hilchus Yomtiv that it has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. There is a din by Shvias too, that the usage of Shvias has to be something that Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Most of the poskim I saw say that people who eat natural foods, if you'll excuse the expression, if normal people eat something only when it's cooked, and these guys, and the health food people eat it raw. So the Poskim I saw say it's a gather of refuah And even they are not allowed to eat its brua on Shrias, because it's a gather of refuah.
If I
want to
drink orange juice.
Well, we're going to get to all these thousands of protein. I'm talking about now, if you have a vegetable that everybody, that the minig of Medina is that everybody eats it cooked. And people who eat health food eat it raw. They eat raw cabbage, kreis, I don't know, they eat raw cauliflower. But if it's limited to tivonim, I think the word I saw is, the poskim can say they're not allowed to eat on Shvius. Because it's not the normal way to eat it. Their eating is together of using it for refuah, which is an usur dika use. Even though they're consuming it, it's going into their body, but that's a refuah usage, since it's not the norm, and they're doing it for, okay, that's a small prat. I just wanted to give an example. You're also not allowed to use it for laundering your clothing or for other things. The Gemara, you might as well hear it here, because if you hear Hilcha Shvius for too long and you know, and you're not familiar with the following phrase, it's going to look bad on me and it's going to look bad on you. So you better learn this phrase. You need Hana'oso Ubiuro Shaveh. That's the one limitation we have. Even though we say L'chol Tzarcheichem, but we do have some limitations on L'chol Tzarcheichem. It has to be Shaveh L'chol Nefesh. That's Mamayit Refuah. And you need Hana'oso Ubiuro Shaveh. The reason you can't use Shvius produce, let's say, for firewood to create fire, for chimum or for laundry, is because that's called hana also achar biuro. You have the hana after the item is consumed, after it's used up, and it has to be dumya da achila, where the hana is simultaneous with the consumption. Something that if hasoka would be a valid usage, then wood would have kedusha shvius. The reason wood does not have kedusha shvius is because wood is for hasaka, and even though it says l'chol tzarcheichem, but since hasaka is not a shvius usage, so that's why wood doesn't have kedusha shvius.
You could use wood for firewood.
You could use wood for firewood because it doesn't have kedusha shvius, right? Okay, so the basic, but it's lav dafka achila. So you end up with achila shtia sicha. You could use it for hadlokas haner. You can use it for, because the hana is as the thing is getting consumed, not afterwards. And you can even use it for dyeing. It was a big usage in the time of Chazal. That's why there's so much reference in the Sechah Shvius and Yerushalmi to dyeing, you know, clothing, making it, you know, dyeing it with color. Now, what you can't do with it, though, even though all these things are mutter, So what is the problem? Why is there ever a problem? So the problem is that you can't, hefsid covers a wide range of things. If you eat something in the way that it's not normally eaten, it's called hefsid. If you use something on a lower madrega than it's normally used, let's say you use shemen for sicha, and this shemen is always used for achila. So even though sicha is a valid shvius use, and something that shemen for sicha, quote unquote, is kadosh with kedusha shvius, but if you taking it down a notch from eating, that's already called hefsid. So a shinui meharogil is called hefsid. Taking it down, what Chazal determined, taking down a notch of the chosh of a use, if you take a Michael Odom and you give it to a behema, right? So even if it would be the derech to do it in the city, but but if it's Michael Odom also, so you can't use it for behema because you're taking it down a notch. So that's also called hefsid. To change something's tzura could be hefsid. In other words, maybe to liquefy something, and something that would make it into a shahakol, let's say, right? In Hilchos Brachos, you change something surah enough that it would probably change its bracha from, let's say, ha'adomo or ha'etz to shahakol. That very well might be problematic. Of course, then you always get into the cases where that's the derech, and that's how this thing is always used, and that's its etzem usage, is to be liquefied and made into a liquid. Then these things are usually not a problem. That's always like the way out of certain situations, is that, oh, if that's the derech, then it's okay. So again, hefsid encompasses many things. It encompasses waste. It encompasses even not waste, but you're consuming it in an abnormal way. It encompasses taking it down a notch, using it in a less choshev a way, yeah, and changing its surah. All these things Chazal considered hefsid. Now, again, an editorial. If Chazal considered these things hefsid, it's not just a pshat in Hilchos Shviyos, it's hefsid. It means that in the Teva Ha'olam, in the Bria, this is really hefsid. Nor when you have something that's not kadosh, so okay, it's hefsid. As long as it's not bal tashchis, you're safe. But it really is like, it should be a lesson to us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bria, like he gave everything a specific usage and a specific way to use it. And, you know, and if you don't use it the way he intended, so you don't have an Aveira, but, you know, it's Hefsid, you know. So when you get the Hilchos Shviyos, it's called Hefsid. So that says something. It's not just, it's Shviyos Hefsid, it's Hefsid. So that really should say something about the respect with which we treat food, with the respect with which we treat anything in the Bria that Hashem made for a purpose. We have to, you realize, you know, wow, it's hefsid if I don't use it, if I use it in a different way that Hashem didn't intend, you know, it's hefsid. Okay. End of editorial.
What about when the usage changes over time?
By the time we finish the shiur, you'll either have twice as many questions or you'll have no questions. Okay. It's nice to know that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs holds that there's a mitzvah sachila of things with Kedusha Shvius. And when he makes a list of mitzvahs that the Rambam left out, he counts one of them as V'hoiso Shabbos Aretz Lachem La'ochla. He holds it's a mitzvah sasei. The Chazanish paskins that there's no mitzvah sasei. I mean, Chazanish, you know, you're not arguing with the Ramban, it's a whole sachem. I'm cutting to the bottom line. The Chazanish paskins, there's no mitzvah sasei. He even tainas Ramban doesn't mean that. Ramban means it's just, Ramban is referring to the lav habo mechlal aseh, that you're not allowed to waste it. So Ramban wants, parenthetically, the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs never counts the lav habo mechlal aseh. He doesn't count it in the lavim, he doesn't count it in the aseis. It's just not on the list. That's why I don't think Chazanish is right, because then Ramban should have counted a whole bunch of other lav habo mechlal aseis that the Rambam didn't count. Now, Gabon Chazanish paskins, no mitzvah to eat it. What's the nafkamina? I'm talking theory. No, I'm not talking theory. What allows us to take something that could be eaten and nobody's holding by eating it? So what do you do? You ate half an apple. What are you supposed to do? It has Kedusha Shvius. So you leave it till it becomes spoiled. Or you put it in the famous Pach Shmita that you're going to be hearing a lot about, and you let it get spoiled there. And then you throw it out in the garbage. You wouldn't be allowed to do that if there would be a mitzvah sachila. What allows us to let something sit and get spoiled, as long as we are not mafsid it biyadayim, but we just allow it to happen. But what allows us to even just do that is this chazanish psak that there's no mitzvah to eat it. So you're not violating a mitzvah saseh.
Why can't it be a mitzvah to eat it?
Let's pull them. Okay, we can be mafalpul later, please. Let's pull them. We don't have to be mafalpul now. What? I don't know. The Chazanish says Ramban doesn't even mean that. Others say the Ramban doesn't mean what's called a mitzvah chiyuvis. It means a mitzvah chiyumis. I'm just saying, realize that the fact that there's no, some say there's a mitzvah to eat it, and that then you wouldn't be allowed to just let it go to waste. But lemaisa we do, and that covers the tens of halachas. It says, okay, so what do you do? Leave it, put in the Pach Shmita, and let it become not roi l'achila. Okay, now so let's talk about, okay, we'll go few. I tell you, the operative thing is you do what's normal. Now we'll talk about the hundreds of, we'll get to as many pratim as we get to, and you'll email me any other questions you have. If something is not the derech to eat raw, you're not allowed to eat it raw. If something is not the derech to eat it cooked, face oranges, I don't know, you don't, whatever it is, so you're not allowed to cook it.
What constitutes derech?
Derech, you'll ask the rabbi or a sociologist, okay? There are some things that when they're fresh, they're eaten raw, and once it becomes a little stale, it's the derech to cook it or to preserve it. That's what you have to do by Shvius. The poskim say there's no difference between afia tzli ubishul. In other words, you don't make these rules. If it's the derech to be tzola it, that you're not allowed to be mavashal it, that's all okay, as long as you don't ruin it with whatever process you use. You just have to make sure you're not being makalkal it. Let's say something's the derech to eat raw, but only in a certain surah. Let's say raw onions. No one takes a bite into a raw onion, but you do cut up raw onions and put it in a salad. So can you sort of question this? So you could for sure, so you'll say, so is there a shaila if you could put up raw onions into a salad? No, there's no shaila. Anything that's normal, again, let's go back, just remember, anything that's normal you can do, just about. Well, you know, if you normally waste food, well, even that we'll see, like with a child. You can basically do whatever's normal, really. You have food left on your plate, we'll see. You could throw it into the garbage if that's what you normally do. Okay, so it's not as simplistic as I'm saying it now. But it is good to remember that that's the general idea. Okay, so you could certainly put it into the salad, but can you eat, can you do, you know, Shvius, you know, Mishigas, you want to take off a slice of onion and eat it. Right? You're getting a cold, and your grandmother told you that that's good to ward off a cold. And you have an onion that has Kedusha Shvius on it.
That's refuah, no?
What?
That's refuah.
Maybe it's refuah if it's not normally done. But some place can say that since onion is eaten raw, albeit when it's chopped up and put into a salad, so you can't start assering eating it raw when it's not chopped up and putting it into a salad. Other place can say, yes, you can. So I'm giving an example. Okay, so there's nuances of what? That we talked about last week. What do you mean? There's an issue on anything of svichim. You would have to make sure it's not svichim. You have to buy it with a heksher. You want to know how it could not be svichim and still have kedusha shvius? If it started growing in year 6, according to the Chazon Ish's plot, and it was picked in year 7, so it's not svichim and it has kedusha shvius. Otz Haaretz is going to have. They're not talking yet how they're going to start off the year. But they're going to have a lot of stuff that's Kedusha Shvius. Maybe I'll be a little smarter after Thursday. Maybe. Okay. Okay. I'm really going to run through just a bunch of cases. You can do whatever's normal in terms of if you normally pickle something, so you're allowed to pickle it. If you normally make preserves or jam out of something, whatever's mukubal to do, you're allowed to do. Okay.
Even though it's taking a step down from its best use.
Most of the time when it's the derech to do it, you're not doing that. Then that's its slated purpose, and it's not called taking it a step down. Sometimes it might be. You could put it, if you have, let's say, an ingredient with Kedusha Shvius. I don't know how practical this is. I don't know if they make any tavlinim with Kedusha Shvius. I don't know. You know, spices and things. I don't think that's too complicated to have a factory produce those. But anyway, I mean, you could take yourself and you use it. Anyway, you're allowed to mix it into a dish and, you know, even if it gets lost, so to speak. But if it, you can use it to spice or flavor something. That's okay. That's normally done. Yeah. So that, as long as you have to make sure it's not svichim. Okay. Well, here's a nice, interesting din. You're not allowed to eat produce with Kedusha Shvius, Achila Gasa. Because that's called Hefsid. It's not called Achila. But the Achila Gasa that's not called Achila, if you remember your Tosfos over Shas, there's two kinds of Achila Gasa. This is the one that's not called Achila. It's called Hefsid. That's when you're cuts ba'ochlo. Not just you're full, but you're cuts. You can't stand the thought of eating anymore. So then it's called hefsid if you would eat something. Okay, can you take Shvius banana?
So if you're just full and you just keep going, that's okay.
Yeah. There's Tyson's always. We're assuming there's no mitzvah. We're assuming there's no mitzvah to eat. Yeah. So what about if you want to I don't know, you have ice cream, they talk about. If you want to take a banana or a strawberry and you want to make it, put it into your ice cream, so you're basically going to liquefy it. No, what are you going to do?
You mean blend it in?
Yeah, blend it in. So the Poskim there say, even though, so you know, this is what the Poskim discuss in this forum in all of the cases. So some say, well, it's the derech to do it all the years, it's okay. Others say, I don't know, your mamish taking a food and you're liquefying it, that's noches darga, and it's not really the derech. So they say, wait till the banana gets somewhat soft, and it's not really good to eat anymore. Not spoiled. It's like mushy. It already starts getting mushy. Then you could be sure that, oh, now it's really the derech to go liquefy it. And
any flavored ice cream they put?
I'm not giving psukim now. I'm trying to give a flavor, pun intended, for the dinim of the produce with Kedusha Shvius. Ta'am is ke'ikr. So, if you have yirakos, you have vegetables with Kedusha Shvius, and your wife makes a soup, or you make a soup for that matter, the soup now has Kedusha Shvius. Now, what do you do with the yerek? What do you normally do with the yerek of the soup? I don't know, I never made a soup before. You normally throw it out, you keep it in there, you eat it.
Eat it,
do? Yeah. Yeah. So, if it's roi lachila, you can't throw it out. Even if you normally, after the onion or the petrushka, I don't know what they put in soups. What? I'm going to get the bones of the next line. So this you have to watch out for. Even if it's the derech to throw it out, and this is again a cloud, that it comes up tens of times, even if it's a derech to throw something out, but if it's ro'i la'achila, you can't go throw it out. You're being mafsid something with Kedusha Shvius. That's when you're we'll call it for shorthand pach shmita. It means you put it on the side and you let it become ein ro'i la'achila, and then you could throw it out. Okay?
Adnam has Kedusha Shvius?
Yeah, yes.
Does that mean we have to kashu al akelim at the end of shmita?
No. Because that's already like not barnat, it's okay. Into a kli, one food to another. Once it goes through a kli, there's no din. Right? Because if you cook something in a pot in which something with Kedusha Shvius was cooked, even within 24 hours, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, the bones in the soup. So, if the derech is to throw out the bones, you don't like suck out the juices that are in it, you're allowed to do that if that's normally done. But if there are tzomos that the derech would be to suck it out, so then enachnami, you can't throw it out. You have to wait till they're not roy to eat. I don't know how you determine that. It gets all dried up or whatever. And then you throw it out. Whenever you're not sure if you could throw something out or not, or you put it in your pach shmita and the house is starting to smell a little, but you're nervous and you're ruining the day that you signed up with Oitza Aretz, and you want to run down to Aleph and buy the Badat stuff and not be knowing like the Chazon Ish. So the way to deal with that is to put it in a plate, you wrap it in, it's the same way you do if you're mafresh, you know, when you have if you have a truma, if you have a tukov tevel, so the same thing, you wrap it up in a plastic where it's protected, and then you can put it in the garbage and you can throw it out.
It's only for something.
That's the way to deal. You put it in your pach shmita because the less you directly have a hand in it getting ruined, the better it is. So you put it in your pach shmita. The ideal is to put it in your pach shmita and wait till it becomes not roi l'achila, and then you can throw it out. Sometimes the house smells. Now, you know what are you going to do? So Rav Yashiv holds you should always wrap it in plastic and put it in your pach shmita. Because of Eliashiv Tainas, if you put one thing into your Pach Shemitah and it sits there for 2 days, and then 2 days later you put something else in the Pach Shemitah, and you're putting that onto something that's somewhat putrid, you're aiding and abetting the kilkel of the thing you're putting in, right? So he holds you should always wrap everything in plastic, even when you put it in your Pach Shemitah. And people that follow his Pesachim do it.
That
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I was only here one Shemitah, and I barely knew it was Shemitah. I bought Badat stuff, and I was not knowing what the Chazon Ish, and I went a whole year with barely knowing that it was Shemitah that year.
What is a Pach Shemitah?
It's a separate garbage in your kitchen. That's
just
all it
devoted
means.
To Shemitah, yeah.
Maybe it will have a nice color on it. It will be green, you know.
Can you put non-Shemitah produce in
there? No, that's the whole point.
So how do you know what's Shemitah?
That's why
you
make it green. Have it non-Shemitah green. Right up there. It just means have a separate garbage.
No, how do you know what produce you have is from the Shishis and what's from Shvias? Like next, after Rosh Hashanah.
You're going to go to the store, and if they do what they said they're going to do, it's going to be clear in the store whether the stuff has Kedusha Shvias or not. If they don't do that, then you demand your money back. I mean, that's like the aleph of the Hechsher. Is the store has to make very clear if the stuff has Kedusha Shvias or not.
If
they don't do that, like, forget it. I have to assume they I know they have printed horaos to the consumer. I don't know if it'll be ready in a week, but they have. They're preparing. We went at the Beis Din. We went over it. They're preparing rules for the consumer. What we're learning tonight, if you belong to Otz Oretz, it's going to be given out in the distribution stores, like a pamphlet that's. Teaches you the basics of these dinim. The stores have hanchayot. They call it horaot hanchayot, and the farmers have hanchayot. They have all these things. Whether it works or not, I'm telling you, they also don't know. Hopefully, it'll all work.
Let's say it's on Shabbos, and you have some produce that
got to be worried about borer. By the way, Shvius on Shabbos, you have to,
Let's say some things from Otz Haaretz are going to be labeled. They don't have kedusha. Some things will have kedusha.
Yeah.
Let's say when you make a salad or something, or let's say your kids make a big,
so
what you do. You
so you'll just treat everything as
kedusha.
Wrap it up. That's all.
Wrap it up.
As long as you don't directly, again, everything is, as long as you don't directly ruin it, you're okay. But the Rav Yashiv's point is going to be like a subtlety. So wrap it up. Okay.
You take the non-Shmita stuff together with the Shmita and put it in the same time.
Yeah, if you put it in the same time, one is not going to ruin the other. So
you're not doing Borer that way.
By the way, there's an important point. I said that we paskin, and really a lot of things we're going to be doing with produce with Kedusha Shvias is based on this. You could put something down and let it become not roi l'achila, let it get ruined. But there's a different case. But you're not allowed to be mekalkalit biyadayim. But then there's something else called being mekalkalit bigroma. Grum means you directly agurim that it should get. If you give something to a child, let's say, and you know he's going to be mekalkalit, be mafsidit, so that's called, you're not being mafsidit biyadayim, but that's not putting the half-eaten apple down and waiting till it becomes not roi l'achila. That's called your agurim kilkul. And there, it's a shaila. It's really something that has never been. It has no hachra. Some achrayim hold gram hefsid on shvius is mutter, and some hold gram hefsid on shvius is aser. And there's really no hachra. We're going to get to the child in a second. I just gave it as an example of a gram hefsid.
So would I be allowed to pull that apple, let's say, out of the refrigerator? Now it's going to deteriorate faster.
That's a good shaila. Another way of asking the shaila is, let's say you want a piece of apple. Are you allowed to eat a piece of apple on Shvius if the apple has Kedusha? By the way, no fruit is going to have Kedusha Shvius till, I'm not sure, but certainly not till Pesach. I mean, except they talked about Tapuzim. According to the Rambam's Chanota, which is a third of the Giddel, they said in the two Bezin sessions ago, they said there's going to be certain forms of tapuzim, I think they say.
I have lemons, exactly.
Right,
like that
are going to
have. This big right now.
That are going to have Kedusha, that according to the Rambam, will have reached Chanota after Rosh Hashanah and will be on the market relatively quickly, and they'll have Kedusha Shvius. They talked about avocado, I think they talked about also. So there'll be signs in the stores. I mean, you'll have to watch out for that. There'll be signs in the stores. But there are klal peiro. We're talking about yarokos now.
These trees are going to have trees of Shemitah. One tree can have 2 years of Shemitah.
Yeah, that's a Mishnah in Shvius, Beno Shuach, and other things, yeah. Okay.
So what do you do with that?
Let me go. Let's say, I don't know, you cook potatoes in water, I guess so. Then what do you do with the water? So if the derech is always to throw it out, so you could throw it out also, because...
Like the bones?
Oh, I was in the middle of saying, yeah, is it there? I was in the middle of, I'm sorry, I let me backtrack. Why could you cut off a piece of apple? If your goyrim hefsid, Sorvel Yashiv, and has this yesod, that even according to the Mandiyomer, that gram hefsid is osur, but if the gram hefsid comes about through an act of achila, then it's for sure okay. So anything you do in the process of eating, even when, if the eating, taking the apple out of the refrigerator, that's his point exactly. That many acts of eating are gram hefsid. So even those who are machmir by gram hefsid, but if it comes about in the context of an eating process, then it's for sure okay. Nobody asks that. So that's why you can cut off a piece of vegetable, even though you're really being goyrim, the quicker hefsid of it. Okay, can you squeezing stuff? So whatever. So again, you start off with saying whatever the derech is to squeeze, you can squeeze. And whatever the derech is, and whatever is not the derech, I'm not talking about to liquefy something. I'm talking about squeezing out something's juice, right? So whatever is the derech to squeeze it out for its juice, you could. Whatever is not.
What do you do with the rest
of the fruit? Oh, so you put it in the Pach Shemitah. If it's Roy L'Achila, you put it in the Pach Shemitah. If it's not Roy L'Achila, carrot, the poiskim, most poiskim, except for him, he manages to say Yesh L'Achmer. But all the other poiskim that I saw said carrot has made it into the norm. But that's even worse, that's liquefying the carrot. But they it's allowed, that's all. They went to Gula too many times and they see what's going on there. Okay. What? Oh, here's another issue. It's a major issue. I don't know if it's major. The truth is, if something becomes not Michael Behema has Kedusha Shvius. So when you say, and Michael Behema, you're not allowed to be Mafsid. You're not allowed to be Makalko. So if something becomes not Roy Lachilas Adam, but it's still Roy Lachilas Behema, it still has Kedusha Shvius. And you're not allowed to be Makalko, you're not allowed to ruin it. Now, what about if you're in a place, and I'm not sure that Ramat Beit Shemesh meets this criterion. If you're in a place where no animals around, no one's feeding anything to animals, you throw it in the garbage. It might be royal achilas behema, but there ain't no behemas around. And even if there is behemas around, they don't eat. I mean, they discovered last meat that elephants eat watermelon pits, something like that. I don't know. But something like, they always come up with something each meat to like to make a tumult. But... So it's a shaila. There's no hachra. If you have something that's roi l'maychel behema, but there's no behemas around, or the behemas in your vicinity don't eat it, orange peels, the place can say, are for sure not maychel behema. If you know different, yeah. So
those do not have
to in the svarim I saw, orange peels is not a problem.
They could maychel
adam. Yeah.
But they're maychel adam through putting sugar in it. Right?
Yeah,
so, listen, you put enough chocolate on anything, I'll eat it, you know.
But it has to be my in and of itself.
You know, two Basin sessions ago, they were talking about orange peels, but they were talking in Hebrew, unfortunately, and I couldn't follow the whole conversation. And I wasn't going to admit, I don't know what they're talking about. Right? Ruined the illusion that they thought, you know, I was Makayim what Shlomo HaMelech says. I was quiet. They thought I understood everything they're talking about. I was Mamish Makayim what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei. Right?
The great lemon line.
Put
lemon cake.
I don't know. Yeah, you have to. Okay.
After you squeeze out.
Citrus fruit, Bederech Klal, is always going to be mutter to squeeze out for its fruit.
But when you're finished squeezing it out,
but not clementines or mandarin. It seems that they never do that. That's never done for its juice. So again, just keep that in mind. That's basically, yeah, mashing something. Well, let's move on. Mashing something. You now have to mash something up. But again, this is the what? The potato water, if it's a derech to throw it out, you throw it out.
Throwing it out.
You're not allowed to mash something that's not that's not the derech to mash. That's the hefset of shinui tzura. Let's say it wouldn't be the derech to eat mashed potatoes. I don't know, or sweet potato. I don't know. Then you wouldn't be allowed to mash it. You can't take something that's a meridic, like something that's the kilkel we talked about shinui tzura. But for ktanim, if there's derech to mash it for ktanim, because that's the only way they can eat it, so then it's mutter. Okay. By the way, if something that you're allowed to mash up, and you use your blender or your grinder, and then you want to wash out your blender or your grinder, and it has little pieces of holy things left, it's okay. Again, there, it's an inconsequential thing. You know, so how do you determine inconsequential? Let's say you have leftovers on your plate. Like, can you just throw it in the garbage, or should you? So I'm sure there are many people, again, I've never dealt with it myself, but I'm sure there's many people that just throw everything into the pachshmita. But the halacha is like this: when you have like little remnants of stuff, if an oni also wouldn't bother with it, it's not that that's what the place can give that criteria. If an oni also wouldn't bother with it but throw it out, then you could just throw it out
in the garbage.
In the garbage, right? If an oni wouldn't bother with it, what?
That's irrespective of that.
I'm talking about even an oni would throw it out. That's what I'm saying. If even an oni would throw it out, wouldn't bother with the leftover potatoes on the plate. It's little enough that an oni would throw it out. He wouldn't save it. He would throw it out. But sometimes you have to be careful. Sometimes, you know, you have 10 people eating, and you put everybody's mashed potatoes into one plate, and all of a sudden you have a significant amount of mashed potatoes. Because you put it together, you can't. That goes into the pach shmita. You can't throw it out anymore.
The serving, you mean the serving? The serving.
You know, you're cleaning. That's a good point. Okay.
Mind the content.
Okay, you can. Now the din is like this: most poiskim, there are machmirim. Most poiskim allow you to give a kid to eat, and yes, half the banana is going to end up on the floor. Yes, we know that. And that's how kids eat. That's the derech of eating for kids. That's the way it is. Some poiskim want to be machalik between the mess that he makes as he's eating and after he's eating. That's okay. But the mess that he makes before he starts eating, that's not okay. I don't know. You know that. There are machmirim that if your kid, and there are machmirim. There are machmirim that you cannot give a kid stuff with Kedusha Shvius if you know he's going to be mekalkalit and mafsid it. Most poiskim are matirit, and whatever normally happens. That's all. Okay, peels, you got to be careful. Many peels are roi l'achila. Apple peels are roi l'achila. So if you peel an apple and you don't want to eat it, it has to go into the pach shmita. You're not allowed to peel what's not the derech to peel. You cannot peel a tomato. Again, this is the hefset of shinui tzura. You can't peel a tomato, and you can't peel. But my wife, I reassured her, she could still peel her tomatoes on Pesach. The place can say if you peel everything on Pesach because of the chashash chametz or whatever, so you can do it on Pesach of Shvius too. Okay. You have a lettuce with kedusha Shvius. It has leaves that you normally would throw out. So again, so the place will say, yeah, you can throw it out. What happens if, like, maybe it is roi l'achila, and I'm a little mufunik, so then you put in the pach shmita. If you're not sure that...
What's better, to put in the pach shmita or to give it to an animal that would eat it, like a rabbit?
Oh, for sure, to give it to an animal that would eat it. That's for sure better use, for sure. No, maybe I shouldn't have said that. If it's still roi l'odom, you can't give it to an animal. You would have to be sure that this is something that would normally be given to an animal. It wouldn't be something that would normally be eaten by... In other words, we would have to reach that madrega first, where you're sure that a person wouldn't be eating it.
Why is it meant?
What?
If you put it in the pach shmita, you're not
it. And you're waiting till it becomes not roi l'achila. Then you're throwing it in the regular garbage. That's the pshat in pach shmita, is that it's sitting there until it becomes not roi lachila. And according to many poiskim, it has to become not roi lachilos behema. Remember, that's an unresolved issue. If there's no behemoths around and this, you have to wait till it becomes not roi. Because some poiskim ask you from walking on your lawn with muddy shoes, because the grass, which is roi lachilos behema, is going to become muddy and an animal will then not eat it. So some poiskim forbid walking with muddy shoes on the lawn. Okay.
When you take the top sheet outside for the garbage.
What? After the stuff becomes not roi lachila, then you throw it in the regular garbage.
Yeah, things do it every day. Things on top never become roi lachila. I mean, never become happy.
Never become not roi lachila. Why not?
You always add new things to it.
So?
The things on top will end up always being fresh. When on the bottom there.
But the things on top will eventually become. Rabbi Yashiv's point is that if you put something fresh on top of something not fresh, you're hastening the ruination of the thing on top. That's why he says you should always wrap it in plastic. But everything will eventually become hard and dry and brittle and spoiled. If everything takes 3 days to become, so Rabbi Yashiv has a problem with that.
And the Chazal in your pocket.
You could theoretically. Okay, that's basically it. Any questions?